I mean, teenage people, have you like me? Now and then in your life, just stopped and thought, my goodness, why does anything exist anyway? And whatever, however we explain why this all exists, the greatest miracle and mystery and most fantastic thing in itself is that something and all of this exists, including us, complicated beings. Wow. And that there is life. Phew. Isn't it? I asked that question as a teenager and then looked to science for explanations. Why? Because, of course, there's a question there. Why? From where? Is all this here? And of course, the question, for what? What's the purpose of me being here now? And yeah, well, I didn't find a satisfying answer, actually. In that materialist science that was ruling back then and probably still do in the intellectual power play of the world. But there is this, and I found it, and there is this, and I can describe it now, and I'm writing about it. Trying to describe it, this is kind of my mission in life. That there is this other explanation. Of a cosmos with a soul. Which I realized, as far as I'm concerned, gives us scientifically more a completely satisfying explanation and meaning of life. not only makes sense once you get used to it, but that leads to not some nihilist, voidist nothingness, but to eternal life of knowledge and bliss. So I thought that might as well be worth looking into. And then I could, this is TH still, right? And I could make a break to the next episode here. Or keep it in one. I don't know how long I've been talking. So this is where I started, basically. Well, no, this may be it. Fun little book written by what to me seemed like a Zen monk or something, George Oshawa, and microbiotics, and the man basically made an up yours to our entire Western modern society, including the way I lived, unconsciously having absorbed and adapted so many habits and ways of life that, well, I simply inherited from my society without even critically scrutinizing it. So I was 20 and I decided to scrutinize. And, well, that book blew up like a bomb in my life. And it took someone from East from Japan, I think he was, to turn this, toss the salad a bit and show us that there is another way of looking at things, including this very Western culture that we who are born here may think is the greatest and the latest and the center of it all. Seen from the other side of the planet, things can look very different, and they do. From China and India too, as I had the fortune to learn by spending a considerable time there and with the people from there, which I'm also very grateful for, if I didn't say that. So yeah, from this book, it was this, the Bhagavad Gita. It's me and my friends back in the 70s. Started exploring the world religions and philosophies and philosophers and discussed them at night. Now this one blew, felt, came down as another even greater, not bomb, but flash of light into my life. I saw, had seen the Bhagavad Gita flying around among us. But this one was different, and it had this addendum, or whatever you call it, addition of as it is. Turns out it's called so because it is translated into English not by as a translator himself puts it, not by people either who don't understand the Bhagavad Gita, which is hard to do unless you are familiar with the Indian culture from within and philosophy. But also someone who, no, because I have to fix it grammatically, but also someone who lives the Bhagavad Gita. Because that's the thing I realized with this Indian knowledge. They have the expression jnana and vijnana, meaning jnana meaning knowledge in the more theoretical sense, and vijnana means realized knowledge, meaning lived knowledge. When that knowledge can be turned into practical living and make your life better. So that kind of made sense to me. And well, and from there it went on, and that's my path of life, which, well, I'm happy to share with those who may want to know it, but for now, let's just constatera, what's that? Accept the fact, no. Remember that we all have our paths here. We all pretty much want the same thing, just to have a good time and love and friendship and all of that, fun and adventure. And if we just learn to do it in a win-win way, then this can be the happiest planet in the universe.